I was in the very beginning of this company's history, I think, because I got to get to meet these Norwegian people, like Jon Christensen and Arild Andersen, and it was actually in 1970, and they had then just recently met Manfred Eicher to record something with Jan Garbarek. And that was the very beginning of the record company. So we got together and it was like a little family in the beginning. And then, of course, this company became bigger and bigger. But it was nice to be there in the beginning, and this was so good, friendly, open atmosphere, I think, with this company. Actually, that has stayed, I think, that attitude towards music through the years. Mm-hmm. To be open to let the musicians, more or less do what they want to do and in a creative way. I think that's a great thing with this company. It's a bit different from time to time. But he's very much, most of the time, very much engaged in the process. You know, he really wants to be part of it, and he can come running out in the studio and say, "Oh, keep that thing, keeping that. That was nice, and do that, and oh, that's nice, and please do things like that." He really, and also on the other hand, it can be a little then you feel that maybe it was not so interesting for him or so, but he's also very open. I think he also let people really do a lot what they want to do. He doesn't tell people what to do. He wants people to create something, to feel relaxed in the studio, that something interesting can come out of these musicians. That's what he wants. And then what comes out doesn't matter so much. Mm-hmm. But he wants this to come out that is... that the musicians do something, really, you know. Which is, I like that. That would be the openness, I think. And but it's also thanks to some artists that are selling well. We must not forget this, that the company can go on with it because they also make good business. So they can let people do, they don't have to look at the figures all the time. This is very nice, I think, with this company, that you don't have to be, you don't have to make money for the company all the time. You can, and if you do, then it's fine, of course. If it goes well, also this company has to look a little bit on the figure. These days it's difficult times, but still, I think the openness and the more or less than the freedom for the musicians, I think that's great. And the distribution around the world. Mm-hmm. It's a big thing. It's a great company. Mm-hmm. Good, also very nice productions, I think. Nicely done and everything. It's serious. Good quality. I can mention that when we recorded this album in New York, I could go to the Steinway House the day before we started to pick out a concert grand among five. They had lined up five pianos for me, and I could choose. I mean, that's class. Mm-hmm. So we picked one up, and they just folded it together, brought it to the studio, so they would acclimatisere. Mm-hmm. To the next day, and then it was a technician there taking care of the piano holder. This is, if you put money in those things, I think that's very big, great thing to do. That's quality.